Thank you. This is the special board meeting of the Orlam Sanitary District for Tuesday, June 30th. It is 5 p.m. I would ask to call the meeting to order and ask for a roll call, please.
Certainly, Director Simon.
Present.
Director Dean.
Here.
Secretary Dungan.
Present.
Vice President Lee.
Present.
And President Young.
Present. Thank you very much. I know we have a number of general public members here tonight who would like to speak. Is there anyone online who has indicated an interest in speaking?
Not at this time. If you'd like to, please raise your hand or let me know in the chat.
Okay. I have a number of cards for speakers, so we're going to limit the time to 3 minutes each. Mr. Turner, is your...
You would like to make a brief comment.
An announcement or a comment?
Announcement, sorry.
All right, let's go to the online folks first then. We'll start with Mr. Wagner. You know what? We need to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
It's not on the agenda.
I forgot.
It's not on the agenda.
Well, I don't care. Okay. We should do it. We always do it. I don't know why it's not there. So we're going to let Director Lee lead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I generally forget to do that, so I remembered it, and it's not even on the agenda. So we'll start with Mr. Turner. I would turn the mic over to you for your comment.
All right. Just very quickly, I wanted to let you know that I had a good conversation with Registrar of Voters today, and they have fully implemented districts for the next election. So the cycle is complete. I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. So that was with Ms. Corneo?
No, that was with Dustin Zaffron and David Pink.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else?
That's it.
Well, thank you for showing up and letting us know that. We did file our resolution. So I have a number of cards, and I will ask you to limit your time to 3 minutes. The time is shown on the screen. There is a seat in the front if you'd like to join the church. No, you're not sitting in the front. Okay, that's okay. So our first speaker tonight is Patricia Schofield.
Okay, I'll start my own timer. Good evening, Board of Directors. As you know, I've sat through, if not hundreds, of board meetings. This is the first time I've felt compelled to speak up during public comment, and so I'd like to share why. I've worked for Oraloma for 15 years now. That's almost half of my life that I've dedicated to Oraloma proudly. I grew up in Ashland on 164th Avenue, and it has truly been my pleasure to serve this district. I truly feel in all the time that I've spent here and all the changes in leadership and a change in general managership that this is the best our organization has been on a staffing level. I think a lot of my co-workers here would agree with me. We have people who have showed up here on their days off, have stayed, come back. People who have driven from Tracy on their days off to come and support our general manager. And I am urging you to please hear and consider how your staff that is carrying out the mission of Oraloma Sanitary District, the mission why you have been elected to this board, the mission and the taxes that pay our salaries, that entitle us and enable us to clean the water that comes to Oraloma Sanitary District to protect the bay, something that we are doing at an award-winning level, which also is being done with a very lean staff that has been proven by study, by comparison to other agencies, as extremely lean. And it's all been done under the tutelage of Jimmy Dang, who has been not just a general manager to us, but a true leader. He sets the tone not by telling us what to do or how to act. He sets the tone by being the example. He keeps us accountable. He keeps us organized. He keeps us at a high level. He keeps us efficient. He gives all that he has to Oraloma Sanitary District. We all joke that doesn't matter if Jimmy's on vacation, he could be on the other side of the world. He's working. He gives every single thing he has to this place to make it better, to lead us, to enable us to be the best versions of ourselves at Oraloma, to give all that we have to the district. And I am truly begging and urging the board to consider that as you go into a third closed session to do a performance evaluation for this general manager. I know that the direction of this board has changed drastically since Director Dean has come to this board. And we are going down the avenue of more outreach, more focus on solid waste. And I know I'm just going to maybe go 5 seconds over, but in the history of Oro Loma, when we look back at this time, when the direction of the board has changed, when the majority of the board has changed with your addition to this board, Director Dean, I'm speaking to you directly, that you may not see all the fruits of this new direction that we are going in, but you will be the foundation of that. And this takes time. We are building up to new direction, adding things to our plate, things that haven't been done before. We're adding new staff to make that happen. And I am urging you to please consider that and consider that it takes time to build an award-winning anything. And that is what we're doing here. And we're doing it at our best under his leadership. Thank you.
You were five seconds over.
I wasn't lying.
Thank you for your comments, Patricia. The next speaker is Sam Leahy. You'll need to use the microphone when you speak. We'll deliver it to you.
Good afternoon. My name is Sam Leahy. I've been a maintenance mechanic here at Oro Loma for the past 11, going on 12 years. And I'm here in support of General Manager Jimmy Dang. I suspect that it's possible that this board may not fully understand how low morale had gotten here at Oro Loma under past general management. It got so bad, as a matter of fact, that there were several employees who were actively seeking employment elsewhere. And that was in direct response to bad management at the top and genuine incompetence at some of the department head levels. It was very frustrating. Jimmy Dang came in as general manager, assessed the situation, made some very tough decisions, made a few course corrections, and righted the ship. And I can honestly say, speaking for myself, that morale has never been higher than under the stewardship of General Manager Jimmy Dang. I believe that he is an asset to this organization, and I think that you board members should as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Sam. Next speaker is Jeff Hansen.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Jeff Hansen. I'm also in the maintenance department. I'm going on 12 years myself. I'm not going to repeat what Mr. Leahy just said, but that definitely rings true with me and also with what Patricia said. You know, the previous management team that was here was less than desirable. With Jimmy's help, this is a fun, happy place to work now. Jimmy's always searching for cutting-edge technology, ways to make the district better, ways to make our job here at Oro Loma, which is putting clean water out the back of the plant, at cost-effective manner. I can't say more about Jimmy's leadership with each department. He's really good when it comes to numbers and strategies. He's good to talk. He comes and talks to people about things, which is something that's new. We didn't have that with previous management. It was always at the top, and it was always a surprise when we heard things. I just would like to encourage all of the board to consider what we have to say here about Jimmy Dang, and that he deserves the best that Oro Loma can give him.
Thank you for your comments, Jeff. If you could pass the microphone to Pearl Gonzalez.
Okay. So I've been with the district 14 years, and I came here just to say, here in support of Jimmy. I want to say Jimmy is an admirable and dedicated leader. He has always been approachable and willing to listen. I believe he genuinely cares about the district and its employees. And under his leadership, I feel that he is always looking for ways for improvement. And under his leadership. That's it.
Thank you, Pearl. If you could pass the microphone to Christine Chen as our next speaker. Oh, it's okay. One of you can get it. Thank you.
Good evening, President Yang and member of the board. Today is my 30th day with the district. I don't have much to say about Jimmy, but I would like to offer my 2 cents here. Before I came to the district, I heard a lot of good things about Jimmy, and also quite a few people in DSRSD where I was from told me that Oronoma is a good district to work at. So in my first few weeks here, you know, learning the system, learning the culture, learning the people, and also trying to confirm that I'm in the right spot. I make a good decision to come here from where I was. And hearing what people say earlier is a confirmation to me that I think I'm at a good spot. Jimmy is, well, let me revise a little bit, sorry. A while ago, I heard a founder and also great pastor in a mega church in Southern California. He say a good leader take people where they want to go. A great leader take people where they ought to go. So that's the good leader and versus great leader. So in my last couple of weeks experience, I encountered that Jimmy is a great leader because he gave me the assignment, he gave me the expectation, and he showed me the path and he leave me alone. He's not on my shoulder and watching me step by step what I'm doing wrong or whatsoever. He gave me just enough instruction to move on, to get on my own feet. And he gave me just enough of confidence and trust that I could get the work done. And I think so far I haven't disappointed him. Right? And also that shows me that he trusts in himself is as well, because he picked me. I'm the finance manager that he picked. So it gave me enough confidence and trust in him and also him in myself. I sat in 2 management meetings. The team was great, very positive, very professional, and people are very supportive to each other in the management team. So once again, I confirmed that I'm in the right spot. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Christine. Next speaker is Janetta Luna. Well, Janetta. No, I didn't say Luna. I didn't say Luna.
Yes.
I'll just say Janetta.
Yeah.
At least I said it correctly.
Thank you for, you know, giving us the time to speak to you. I did want to clarify that all of us here are not because Jimmy asked us to be here. He actually told us not to come. But we decided to actually show up. And after seeing, you know, his review being on the agenda 3 times, it really concerned us, right? And we do feel like Jimmy is a great leader. We have seen, you know, we all come from different backgrounds and have had many different leaders in our lives. And we know a good one when we see one. So I do want you to really understand that I have no reservations whatsoever that Jimmy really cares about this place. He has been here for a really long time. He really cares. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is learning. But his heart is in the right place. And truly to replace that is a hard thing to do. And so we wanted to together show the support that we have for him. And we hope that you're able to see that as well and offer him the support that he needs.
Thank you, Janetta. Next speaker is James Haynes.
Good afternoon. I've been a maintenance mechanic here for over a decade now. I grew up in the manor. I currently own my home in Ashland. And everything everyone said here exactly how I feel. This place is running the best I've ever seen it in the last 10 years. I personally was a person looking for another job because of past management. It was terrible. It was an awful workplace. Now this place has turned around and is way better. It is the best. So please take that into consideration because he's, as Sam said, he's righted the ship. It's in the right direction. We're all hands on deck now. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, James. Next speaker is Adrian Calderon.
All right.
Was.
I actually wrote something.
Oh, good.
So good evening, board members and district staff. My name's Adrian Calderon. I'm speaking today as an employee of the district. I just wanted a few minutes to share my experience working with the general manager, Jimmy Dang. So during the last 5 years, I've seen a noticeable change in our workplace. Jimmy has been someone who has been approachable, respectful, and been willing to listen. Whether an employee has questions, concerns, or simple guidance, the door has always been open. I've been lucky to ask questions on how to develop my career and get answers on questions in hard situations answered. That's the kind of leadership builds trust, and trust builds a strong organization. Under Jimmy's leadership, one of the biggest changes I've experienced has been employee morale, like everyone has said up to this point. People want to work in an environment where they feel respected and heard. I believe Jimmy has played a significant role in creating that culture. It has made this place a better place to work. I feel blessed that I get to work at Orla Loma Sanitary District, and the culture has gotten stronger while Jimmy has been in this role. I felt Jimmy, as a GM, has represented the district with the professionalism and integrity, whether working with staff, outside agencies, or the public. The district has been represented positively on all of us. I feel and have been seeing improvements in how efficient we operate. Communication has improved, problems have been addressed more quickly, and employees have been given support that they need to do their jobs effectively. Those improvements don't happen by accident. They happen because of good leadership. As someone who comes to work every day, I can honestly say that I've been happier coming to work because of the positive work environment that has created. That has made a real difference, not just for me, but for all my colleagues. I understand and respect the board has a big responsibility in overseeing and reviewing the GM's performance. And I ask you to carefully consider the positive impact that Jimmy Dang has on our employees, our workplace culture, and our district as a whole. So thank you for time. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Adrian. The next speaker is Yuji Lee. Where are you, Yuji? There you are.
Good afternoon, President and board members. My name is Yuji Liu. I am an associate engineer with the district. I'm speaking only for my own work experience. Since joining the district, I have worked on major capital projects involving treatment plants infrastructure, construction coordinations, consultant management, and course departments communications. In that work, Jimmy has been accessible when timely management direction was needed, supportive of technical staff, and focused on moving district's work forward. From my perspective, he has allowed technical staff to raise issues, make recommendations, and exercise professional judgments while keeping the district's broader operational needs in view. I have also seen Jimmy support staff development and professional growth in engineering, which strengthened the district's ability to deliver complex and capital projects. I wanted to provide that work-related perspective for board's considerations. In my perspective, Jimmy is a great leader to follow. Thank you.
Thank you, Yuji, for your comments. And the last card I have at the moment is Negin Tushin. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I am a member of the operations staff here. I haven't had the honor of meeting you all. I'm a night shift worker, so I apologize for that. But I've heard great things, and I definitely wanted to take some time today to come in support of Jimmy. Everything everyone said is 100% true. I am one of the people who ended up leaving Ora Loma because of management. I haven't had nothing but great things to say about this district. You guys here have given me the opportunity to start my internship and start my career here. The love I have for the staff here and for the management here is everything as to why I came back. The way that Jimmy holds himself, the honor he has amongst other people in this world, the way they talk about him, the way they talk about Orloma because of him gives me strength and why I'm so happy to have come back. So I implore you guys, the chatter on the plant is nothing but respect in regards to this man. And we are so happy to be here, and it'll be really heartbreaking to see him go. So if you guys could give him grace, we are really happy to stand behind him and support him any way we can.
Thank you, Nick. Did you want to speak, Mr. Williams? It's okay.
Hi, I'm Roland Williams, general manager. This thing on? Can you guys hear me? General manager with the Castro Valley Sanitary District, and I was asked to come down and participate in today's meeting. I don't know what all is going on or what's the cause for the meeting tonight. But the one thing I can say, I'm compelled by all the things that the staff has said tonight. Obviously, we're a 25% owner in the treatment plant, and so we're always very invested in everything that goes on. I've heard people being here a decade and 15 years. I've been at the organization 31 years. I've had the opportunity to engage with your last three managers, including Jimmy. And I've said this to the board before when we've had some of our joint meetings. The relationship that I've developed with Jimmy and thus with this district is unparalleled to what has happened in the past with the other general managers. And like I said, nobody's perfect. I don't know all the what's going on, but I can say from my perspective, it has been very professional working with Jimmy. It's been, you know, kind of what you see is what you get. I've heard him present at several different conferences, and he's always represented the organization well. He's a true partner with CV San and all the things that we do. So that's all I have to say.
You, Mr. Williams, there is one person online, Mr. Manzo. Did you wish to speak?
May I?
Yes, you may.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing to say that hasn't already been said. I concur with everything. Morale is absolutely at its best that I've seen. From 15 years to three here, we absolutely stand behind Jimmy. I speak for myself. Thank you for the great leadership. I think we've all been in roles where we've not had such great leaders. And I'm absolutely happy and proud to work for Orloma, especially under Jimmy's leadership. Thank you. That was it.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Manzo.
Of course.
I don't have any other cards. Does anybody else in the audience have anything to say? If not, thank you very much. I'm very proud of you for coming out tonight to show your support. I know at least I was told that some of you came, even though it's your day off. So I'm grateful. I know the board is very grateful to hear your comments. And I think we all know what you've said is true about this man. So we are going to move into closed session. So those of you who are not familiar with this process, any non-essential personnel are asked to